Hey, Pool Chasers. Today is Sunday, April 14th, and welcome to this week's Flash Briefing. As always, you can find everything discussed in our show notes, or you can visit poolchasers.com and click on this week's Flash Briefing. If you've got some exciting news you want to share with us, you can email me directly at poolchasers.greg@gmail.com. All right, let's go. Celebrating 5 years, the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance isn't just marking an anniversary. It's highlighting a period of substantial progress within the pool and hot tub sector. Throughout these years, the PHTA has been at the forefront, dedicating its efforts to educating, advocating for, and advancing the industry. The Apple Watch, with its array of life-saving tech like heart rate and car crash detection, is eyeing a new feature aimed at preventing pool-related accidents. Termed the Digital Pool Attendant in a recent patent and spotlighted by 9to5 Mac, this feature intends to alert users to possible drowning dangers by monitoring swimming patterns. It's designed to notify either family members or pool lifeguard systems in case of irregular activity. Leveraging built-in sensors for motion and heart rate analysis, the feature could distinguish between normal swimming and potential distress situations. Currently, in patent status, its availability and specifics remain uncertain. Apple might unveil this safety tool at the upcoming WWDC in June, or possibly at its annual September event alongside new device launches. On April 3rd, Taiwan was struck by a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake, resulting in 9 fatalities and injuring more than 1,000 people. Centered in Hualien County, the quake has since been followed by over 40 significant aftershocks along the island's east coast, with one reaching a magnitude of 6.4 as reported by the U.S. Geological Survey. The seismic activity caused substantial damage to over 100 structures and led to tsunami warnings across Japan and the Philippines. Social media has been flooded with footage showing the extent of the devastation, including the dramatic shaking of buildings and bridges and the chaos as people in public transportation sought safety. Aqua Magazine is once again spotlighting the elite of North America's pool and spa retailers with the Aqua 100 competition. Celebrating its 6th year, this distinguished contest has already honored 60 exemplary companies that set the standard in the industry. The 2024 cohort stands for their remarkable dedication and excellence. Through a demanding application that covered everything from store design and marketing strategies to digital presence, these retailers have showcased not just their exceptional skills, but also their unwavering passion and resilience. It's clear why they've earned the spot in this year's Aqua 100. In a tragic event on the Gold Coast, a father and grandfather died attempting to save a toddler who fell into a pool on Sunday evening. The child playing by the pool slipped into the deep end, prompting the two men to jump in and rescue. Despite their efforts, both men were pronounced dead at the scene. The incident has deeply affected the family and community, highlighting the emotional toll such tragedies inflict. With an uptick in drownings during holiday periods, emergency services stress the importance of water safety, especially for those with young children and non-swimmers. PoolBrain announces new feature, the ability to update billing settings in bulk. You can now push price changes and billing setting changes to all customers and route schedules. You can update changes across the entire system when editing the following settings in the billing defaults section on the settings page. Monthly flat rate or per visit, paid in advance or paid in arrears, invoice terms, auto email invoice, price changes for any service level type combination, auto charge for chemicals used or not on any service level, and tax rate assignment. Check out the latest features at poolbrain.com to see why PoolBrain is the number one pool company software platform for medium to large businesses. Pro Pool Inspectors is changing the game in pool inspections, offering a 2-day training course that eliminates the guesswork. Designed by industry leaders, this course teaches you everything from conducting thorough inspections to leveraging a specialized pool inspection software and business strategies that elevate your operations. This April, join them on the 11th through the 12th or 25th through the 26th, or opt for remote sessions on May 9th through the 10th and 23rd through the 24th, all accessible from wherever you are. Plus, don't miss their half-day marketing class on May 8th, available online. Open to all skill levels, but hurry, spots are limited. RayPack has an exclusive offer just for you. Get $150 instant rebate when you buy any RayPack or Rheem Crosswind V-Pool heater starting now until April 30th, 2024. This is your chance to upgrade your projects with top-of-the-line pool heaters and save money while you're at it. Don't let the opportunity slip by to improve your service and impress your clients with dependable quality of RayPack. Remember, time is of the essence, so act fast. For pool builders looking to offer top-tier financing options, Lion Financial provides a comprehensive solution. With an easy online application, personalized financing plans, and opportunities for co-branded marketing materials, Lion Financial aims to streamline the financing process for both builders and their customers. They support a range of outdoor projects, ensuring timely payments and aiding business growth. For details on setting up an account and the full suite of benefits, visit their website at lionfinancial.net. Pool Industry Podcasts, Pool Guy Podcast Show. Trichlor 3-inch tablets are not all created equal. Roadmap to switching to Cal Hypo tablets. Bidding new swimming pool service accounts like an expert. Best of Bob Lowry. Is Trichlor the strongest chlorine type? Talking Pools Podcast has 3 new episodes. Swimming in Art, the Danilo Bonanza story. Water Balance, Wayne Ivasich. Pool Pros Getting Wired, the Deep End Pool Podcast, episode 119. Pool Safety and Drowning Prevention. Pool School, the most common pool myth of all time has been discovered. The Spa Retailer Podcast, episode 16. Recast, launching an ESOP with Jim Van Fleet, part 2. Book of the Week, Difficult Conversations. How to discuss what matters most. Quote of the week, it's not easy, but it's simple. Eric Thomas. Pools and Culture. The Naughty Fork recently shared a video on Instagram on how to make a after the pool sandwich. This thing looks amazing. Garlic butter Parmesan French bread, honey glazed turkey, salami, Parmesan and cheddar cheese, chips, slaw, oil, and more. This looks like the most amazing sandwich of all time. Click the link in the show notes to watch the video. Pool of the Week, Carbon Beach House in Malibu, California by Kovac Design Studio. In Malibu, California, a residential redesign is making waves. Thanks to a new state-of-the-art indoor swimming pool at its heart, architect Michael Kovac of Los Angeles-based Kovac Design Studio spearheaded the transformation driven by the homeowner's need for a functional 25-meter lap pool. Unlike its predecessor, which was more ornamental, this wake-free pool is designed for rigorous swimming. It features retractable glazing that not only lets in natural light, but it also blends the sounds and scents of the ocean with the home's interior. The architectural feat draws inspiration from John Lautner's iconic designs, blurring the lines between the built environment and the natural landscape. Well, that's a wrap for this week's News Flash Briefing. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next week.